With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Coast Guard pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean. Word of this pursuit comes as the Trump administration intensifies its targeting of such vessels connected to the Venezuelan government. One official confirms the vessel was flying a false flag and under a judicial seize order. The Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index was up 2.7% in November from a year earlier, but trending downward from the September report. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says that Republicans need to clearly explain to voters what the party is doing to bring down high costs.
The best opportunity to sell the affordability message. Republicans have to be all gas on this. Democrats want to challenge it. They want to say things are more expensive, and they've got the liberal lunacy media at their back to help them with that. And Republicans have to do what we always do. Come with the facts, be prepared, and be unafraid to talk to your constituents.
But the president's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says the debate about affordability raises the very important connection between consumer prices and take-home pay.
The typical family had to spend $20,000 or $25,000 more to tread water because of Biden's inflation. And when you buy stuff, you might recall that that's money that's after tax.
Right.
And so if you're going to have $25,000 more to spend and tread water, you actually got to make like $40,000 because the government takes so much. And so if your income didn't go up by $30,000 or $40,000 in the Biden years,
you're hurt.
A new APNORC poll finds Americans are more likely to prioritize health care than they were last year. 40% of U.S. adults named health care or any other health matter when asked to name the top issues the government needs to work on. This is SRN News. Well, the Barna Group looks at 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it as a foreign terrorist organization. Council on American Islamic Relations has more than 20 chapters in America. Its work involves legal actions and advocacy. However, the agency has been accused of having ties to Hamas. This is SRN News. An employee at the French president residence accused of stealing.
A silver steward who worked at Élysée Palace, the official residence of France's president, is accused of being a palace pilferer, allegedly taking up to $55,000 in silverware and other tableware, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. The head steward at the palace reported the disappearance, and the company that supplied most of the items identified them on online auction websites. Officials say the silver steward in question had inventory records that gave the impression he was planning future thefts, and they found some 100 objects in his personal locker, his vehicle, and home. I'm Donna Warner.
Prince William and son Prince George helping make Christmas lunch at a homeless shelter. They visited the place in central London, a charity of Prince Wales he first visited when he was a child with his mother, Princess Diana. More details, srnnews.com.